No longer shall you be called Abram, your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. The Lord's covenant with Abram turned Abraham in our first reading sounds, to my ears at least, like a young man's game. God speaks of the future, of becoming a father, of a beginning with Abraham. Perhaps then it would be interesting to hear the opening of Genesis chapter 17. Our reading this morning starts with verse 3. But if we flip back a couple verses, we would hear, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord, The Lord promises all this to some geezer, to 99-year-old Abram, soon to become father of nations, Abraham. Throughout Abraham's journey of faith, Genesis makes clear it is God who leads, who brings out the miracles, who can use an elderly man for his purpose. Abraham's response is to be faithful, to trust in this, to act as he has been directed. How appropriate this Abram to Abraham transformation during this time of coronavirus, during a moment that the elderly are at risk especially, during flights of thought that can make them seem expendable even. God has plans for us all, from the youngest to the oldest, from newborn to 99. Abraham reminds us of this, of the value in us. And amid uncertainties, alarms, worries, he also shows us the path of faithfulness. To be faithful in this stage in life, in this moment of difficulty, in this time of anxiety, what wisdom this father of faith offers us this morning. God can bring new life out of us in his time for his purpose. May we stay faithful to that direction. May we pray and sacrifice for our elderly.